There are other possibilities. So we do have, you know, mechanoreceptors in the muscles in our eye, and that information feeds back to our brain to tell us that when we've moved our eye, it's moved to the right place. And that's a sort of standard, you know, feedback circuit. And you could imagine that in some animals, that signal could tell them, well, if my left eye has moved to this position and my right eye has moved to that position, then I'm now staring at an object that's 10 centimeters away from me, right? Because they've evolved to know, you know, how big that body is and whatnot. And that was actually one of the, we mentioned this briefly in the study. That is a, well, that was a possibility for the particular depth perception, is that they could have used some feedback of their visual system moving. But as it turns out, because they can't do this thing with the uncorrelated stimuli, but yet they still hunt, well, they still are interested in the stimuli, that should have worked. Like, they if they'd gone for a really simple mechanism of just muscle movement, then they would have been able to get depth out of those particular stimuli without having to solve the problem, which is basically this ruse of the cinema. But as it turns out, they couldn't do that, but could see there was something going on. But we can't rule out that way that works is not also used by the cuttlefish in some way. We have multiple ways, us humans, of judging depth. It's not just stereo vision, perspective, optic flow, all sorts of things come into our visual system that we can use to help us confirm that something is at a certain distance away.